And welcome back to Coast. This is our final hour with Doc Wallach, so take advantage of it and make the call. He's from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, go to that website often. Folks are going to it tonight like crazy tonight. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234 is the phone number to call for assistance, because Doc has a staff behind him. They're listening to the show, taking notes on what Doc says, because a lot of times you don't have an opportunity to write it all down. So take advantage of that at criticalhealthnews.com as well. You can send Doc an email, or Pharmacist Ben too. But we'll be back in a moment with your calls, and Tom will take a text or tweet as well, right here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call where his staff is there working away, 1-855-949-7234. How many hours a day do you work those people, Joel?
Well, they work about, I'd say, 12 to 18. And, of course, there's 50 of them answering the phone from Coast to Coast.
They love it.
There's 50 operators. We couldn't do it with any less, because the calls are so overwhelming in number. You generate more interest in health than anybody else on earth.
Well, you know, I get some emails from our listeners that say that they've talked to a lot of phone operators for different things, and they said the people associated with criticalhealthnews.com are the kindest, most efficient call center people they've ever talked to.
Well, thank you for the feedback. I shall make sure that they hear that, and they'll appreciate it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bob in New Jersey. Welcome to the program. Hello, Bob. Thanks for calling.
How you doing tonight, George? How you doing, Dr. Wallach?
Very fine, sir.
Yeah, I want to ask Mr. Wallach, I got off that gluten. This guy is brilliant. I listened to him a couple of times, because I listen to your show. And how long does it take for the gut to heal when you get off this gluten?
Well, it depends on the severity of the injury, but it starts healing within 24 hours when you get on a gluten-free diet. And I've seen people, I mean, with really terrible diseases, and like psoriasis and lupus and things like that, that they've had for 20, 30 years. And in 2 weeks' time, it's 50% gone, and in 6 weeks' time, it's gone. We take people that haven't urinated in 10 years. They're on dialysis 6 days a week.
Oh, gosh.
We get them off of gluten, get them on the appropriate nutrition program and supplement program to get their kidneys working again. And in 2 weeks' time, they're urinating, and they haven't urinated in 10 years. So we're very proud of that.
Thank you, Bob. I hope everything works out. I have a friend of mine, Doc, who was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. And he's wrestling with one of two options. One is to have it removed. The other is to have 28 days of radiation. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of an anti-radiation guy. And I'm also, unless it's a big overwhelming tumor, you know, if it's the size of a pea or it's...
I would say that they've called it right in the middle in terms of the size.
Okay, so it's going to be the size of a grape or a marshmallow or something like that. And but basically, when you think about it, the prostate cancer rarely, if ever, goes to the liver, the lungs, or the brain. Prostate cancer rarely ever kills anybody. Okay? It can make your life miserable, but it doesn't kill you. And so what you want to do...
Unlike most other cancers, of
well,
course.
You know, things like pancreatic cancer is very aggressive.
You're gone. Goes, that's right.
Yeah, it goes to your liver, goes to your lungs, goes to your brain. Liver cancer goes everywhere. Let's see here. Leukemia goes in all your bone marrow and so on.
Lung cancer, all that
lung
stuff.
Lung cancer. Oh, my, yeah, from smoking and everything. So, there's some very vicious cancers. And they're all beatable, but you have to do a lot of weird things, okay? So for prostate cancer, what I like to recommend and is to... And here's where you want to get this new DVD, Is Your Doctor Killing You, okay? Because you don't want the treatment to kill you when the disease wouldn't, okay?
Right.
Yeah. And so what you want to do is get up all the bad stuff, stop all the inflammation, because it's the inflammation that drives the cancer growth. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, powder, rye, oats, no sugar. And people, when they get a terrible diagnosis like cancer of any type, they're going to try and make themselves feel good because they get depressed and they eat more bad foods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So they got to get rid of the bad foods. And then, did this guy say how much he weighed?
I think, looking at him, he weighs about 190, 200, and he's about 6'1".
Yeah, okay, so 200 pounds. Well, I'd have him take two of those Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. full-dose everything twice a day. I'd also get him another bottle of selenium. There's a bottle with our selenium in each one of those packs, but I don't want him to take 9 of those a day.
9 of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
When you have, well, I only weigh right now, I weigh 140, George, and I take 9 a day. I've been doing it for 72 years.
God, we had a 90-mile-an-hour windstorm in St. Louis yesterday. It would have blown you away, Doc.
Yeah, that's true. But at any rate, selenium is one of your best supports for your immune system against cancer. Okay, it's one of your great defenders when it comes to all cancers. So I really like selenium.
Right,
you
it's can good to
look
know
it up
that.
In the book, Rare Earthsman Cures, you know, in the index, and it tells you what page you go to, and it tells you all the wonderful things that selenium does to support your immune system when you have cancer. Or liver cirrhosis, that kind of thing. Heart disease. I've done 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that have died of sudden heart death called Keyshawn disease, and was given the Wooster Beach Award for that, and also the Klaus Schwartz Award for those 1,700 autopsies. So I'm very familiar with this. But anyway, then in addition to the two Heather Banner heart packs, the extra bottle of selenium, so you can take 9 of those a day, 3, 3, and 3, I want them also to also support the immune system. I want him to take the MSM. I want him to get 2 bottles of MSM so he can take 9 a day, 3 with each meal. Okay, it'll require 2 of those bottles of MSM to do that. That'll support the immune system, including the bone marrow, which is very important here because it's white blood cells and antibodies and platelets and red blood cells and so forth. And then I want him to take the BTT 2.0 tablets. That's our biggest hammer in the toolbox when it comes to antioxidants, to support the immune system from an anti-inflammatory side. And I want him to take 9 of those a day, 3 with each meal. Like I say, I weigh 142, and I take 6 a day. I take 3 twice a day. And so with his condition, he could take 9 a day. That'll be, I'd go ahead and take, he'll need 2 bottles a month to pull that off of our BTT 2.0 tablets. But it's getting rid of the bad stuff, particularly for prostate cancer. And so he wants to stay away from any testosterone supplements and things like that until he gets, you know, that prostate cancer to quiet down.
Right, right.
Okay.
His PSA level, by the way, was 6.
Yeah. Well, that in itself is not bad. Okay.
It's not great.
Yeah. you want it to around about 2 or less, but the PSA. You don't want to take any prostate supplements. You don't want to take any Sertoli cell or testosterone stuff. You don't want to be driving that prostate gland. But the prostate gland responds to nutritional support and treatment very well. And so, you know, every time he goes in to see the doctor and he gets some kind of status report, he should give us, an email or a call. And
yeah, I'll give him some tips. Okay, let's go to Daniel in Montana. Welcome to the show. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. There's another high-profile health food guy called Anthony William that says eating eggs are bad for you, that weakened viruses have been fed on eggs for vaccination for many years. So if you eat eggs these days, viruses are used to going to a feeding frenzy on egg protein. So how come you're an egg guy if somebody
okay, well,
is
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I'm in the other camp. Okay.
Yep, he's on the other side. Go ahead and tell us why, Doc.
Well, you asked me the question. Here's the answer. Very few people have done 32,000 autopsies. My thesis, my postdoctoral fellowship on 20,000 of my autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute's National Treasure because I saw things that other pathologists didn't see. It's not that I'm smarter than them, but I just have been given a gift to see things that nobody else sees. And so they put my thesis in the Smithsonian Institute's National Treasure. I'm very, very proud of that. And so it turns out that eggs are your best friend. 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Testosterone is 95% by weight cholesterol. Estrogen is 95% by weight cholesterol. Cholesterol does not cause plaque in your arteries. Cholesterol does not cause blood clots in your arteries. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease of any kind. When you get put on statin drugs and you avoid eggs, you get Alzheimer's disease. You get ED, erectile dysfunction, and women have all kinds of problems with their periods.
Yeah, low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol, isn't it?
Well, high cholesterol isn't bad. In fact, it'll make you sexier if you get high cholesterol, but you want all good cholesterol. You want the good cholesterol, right? You don't want any bad stuff. You don't want to be overheating the cholesterol. And so that's why I always tell people, you want to eat your eggs. I eat 6 eggs a day. I eat 3 twice a day. And and of course, I'm 81 years old, and you know my sex life is like an 18-year-old. I'm pretty good shape in that area.
Too much information, Doc.
But I'm going to give you a little, if I may, a two-minute story here on Alzheimer's disease. The guy, Ray McGregor is his name. He was in a coma for 8 years. He was treated with pharmaceuticals for medically diagnosed Alzheimer's disease. And then going downhill over the 3 years, but the 3rd year he goes into a coma. He's in a coma for 8 years. His sister calls me at that point. He's been fed with these oily meal replacers through his G-tube and some IVs with electrolytes for 8 years. He's at 0 brain waves at this point, and they're going to pull the plug on him. She says, well, anything we can do? I said, yeah, ask him for 90 days. You may have to pay him some extra or something, but let's go for 90 days. And what I want you to do is give them 3 of our shakes a day, one for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're going to have to do it because they're not going to do it. Give it to them in a G-tube. But I want you to make those shakes with heavy cream. I want you to put 3 eggs in each one that is soft-boiled and beat up with a hand beater and put in there. And I also want you to give them 3 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, a full dose of each of those meals, and give it to them through the G-tube. Okay? And then call me in every 2 weeks and give me a status report. Well, she calls me in 3 days, and she's crying. I said, well, how's your brother Ray? She says, well, he thought he was only asleep for one night. He didn't realize he was in a coma for 8 years. So he gets up, he gets dressed, he goes to work at the bank. He was a bank officer 8 years earlier. And they thought he was a criminal, being clever, saying he was a bank officer so he could rob the bank because the people who were there at that point.
Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, nobody knew who he was. And so I do this literally thousands of times a month all over the world, okay, reversing Alzheimer's disease. Now, there's 8 different dementias, and I cheat because I treat for all 8 all the time. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It did not exist until doctors came up with this don't eat eggs, bad cholesterol, get on statin drugs. And, of course, they created Alzheimer's disease. But there's pellagra, beriberi, vascular dementia sort of thing. And so I always treat for all of them. That's why I was putting, you know, the heavy cream and all these other vitamins and minerals and everything in those shakes and the eggs with the cholesterol. And it works every time.
Well, who came up with the numbers of, you know, the blood chemistry numbers that says this is high, this isn't, and stuff like that?
Well, the people who make the statin drugs did.
They came up with these?
Yeah.
And gave them what, to the CDC or something?
Well, they just see what they do is that they pay doctors to write prescriptions for these statin drugs. And they said, we need to get their cholesterol down. Cholesterol is causing all the plaque in the arteries and heart attacks. Well, I'm a pathologist, and one project did 1,700 autopsies of these kids that are dying of that sudden heart death that kills these young athletes. It was published in 1990, and again, I got all kinds of awards for it. But there's no cholesterol in the plaque in the arteries. Cholesterol does not cause plaque. It's the oils. It's heated oils like salad dressings and cooking oils and burnt fats and meat and that kind of stuff. And so you give up all that stuff and take the nutrients, your body will heal the arteries. Most people don't need coronary artery bypass. Most people don't need to have stents put in their arteries, okay? They just need to do the nutritional thing, get rid of the bad stuff. The arteries will heal themselves.
How fast?
We're looking, well, it only took after 8 years of being in a coma and getting all the bad stuff. For 8 years, it only took Ray 3 days, Ray McGregor 3 days.
The body reacts that fast.
Oh, yeah.
Jacqueline in Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, George.
Hi there.
I really enjoy your program, and your guests are absolutely wonderful, especially Doc Wallach. I enjoy listening to him. He's just so full of information. Doc, with the caramel shake and the bars, I have allergies to sugar, dairy, casein, soy, and eggs. Mm-hmm. It causes stomach upset for me. And I have a follow-up question after this. I should have told you that to begin with.
Sure.
Does the shake or the bars contain any of those ingredients?
Well, the shake and the bar have milk chocolate in them, okay? And so you might try a third of a bar or a quarter of a bar. I have, you know, 300-pound people that can't eat an entire bar. It's just too filling, okay? And so you're going to lose...
They're pretty good size, aren't they?
Yeah. And so you'll lose a half a pound, 2 pounds a day. But there is camel milk on the market, okay?
Camel milk, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just think of all the Arabs drinking camel milk. So, you know, camel milk is on the market. Goat's milk is on the market. Sheep milk is on the market. And so you may be allergic to cow's milk. The odds are you're not allergic to camel milk. Same way with things like eggs. People say, well, I'm allergic to eggs. I can't handle eggs. Well, try quail eggs or duck eggs or goose eggs. And they say, oh, well, the quail eggs work great, but I have to eat 40 of them. No problem.
Let's go back for her follow-up question. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
The follow-up question was, with regard to grains, I guess quinoa is a grain that would be okay. As far as I know, that doesn't contain any gluten.
Yeah, quinoa, things like buckwheat, that sort of stuff, rice, wild rice, white rice, red rice, no fried rice. You can't have the fried rice, right? But you can have Japanese beers and Chinese beer made from rice, and things like wine is made from grapes and berries, great antioxidants. And we have a wonderful product called Cell Shield RTQ. The R is for resveratrol. It has two of those capsules twice a day. Gives you the amount of resveratrol as drinking 64 glasses of red wine.
64 glasses?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And so, you know, when you have need for some antioxidants and anti-inflammatory stuff, get that Cell Shield RTQ. I just take three of them twice a day because I travel so much. Tomorrow I'm going to be in a TV studio downtown San Diego doing all kinds of stuff. And so I have to make sure my defenses are good against COVID.
Absolutely. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website. Text and tweet. Tom, what do you have for us?
Yeah, this one from Serena in Knoxville, Tennessee. I just had a baby and I blew up. I need to get rid of my fat. I exercise like crazy, but what should I eat and what vitamins should I take?
Okay, well, she didn't give us her weight, so we'll go by 100 pounds. None of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bread, or rye, oats. She needs one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I'd also have her take two of her three meals a day should be a keto caramel meal. It could be the shake or the bar, either one. It doesn't have to be the same meals every day. You could rotate them around based on schedule. If you're in a hurry, you grab the bar. If you're not in a hurry, you make the shake. And then she needs lots of vegetables. The third meal should be steamed vegetables, and also she can have cheese. Cheese is very, very good. People stay away from dairy because they're worried about the fat. Don't worry about that. Cheese is very high quality, high protein. Doesn't have much in the way of sugar in it. And so that's a good form of protein. I also like the smoked salmon, which you can get, you know, Alaska smoked salmon or Norway's smoked salmon. I like that third meal. They could have that. They can also have some baked chicken, roasted chicken, not fried chicken, right? And then she can also have some roast beef. I like it medium rare. The fat cannot be burnt. And she will lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day.
Doc, the Chicago Health Fair that you and I are going to get together in October is going to become more of a digital Zoom type event. So no live meeting. But we'll be doing that, so we'll be talking and saying hi, and hopefully I will see you probably at Contact in the Desert in 2021.
Well, wherever you are and you want me there, I will be there.
Around our birthdays, around our good old birthdays, huh?
Okay.
All right, stick with us. We're going to come back in just a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com with our final segment. Stay with us. Well, next hour, how to be a modern samurai, 10 steps to finding your power and achieving success. We're going live to the United Kingdom. Should be fascinating. We'll be back in a moment with final calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to. Have some fun doing that. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, you're rocking the website tonight, record-setting tonight. You're doing well, my friend.
Well, we make a good team, and I look forward to those events coming up. And just keep me informed as the dates and location. We're on it.
We shall do it. Let's go back to the phones. Robert in New York. Thanks for holding, Robert. Go ahead, sir. I think he was holding. Robert, you there? Nope, he is not there. I thank the guy for holding, and he hung up on us. Let's go next to Ray in Columbia, Missouri. Hey, Raymond, go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate all the information, and you guys are both great. I'm an overweight guy, almost obese, and I just wondered, can this gluten, when you have gluten in your diet, can that cause you to have some swelling in your ankles and feet? I guess they call it edema. And I just was going to ask you about minerals, your plant-based minerals. I was going to ask you about that for the obesity.
Sure. Okay. Well, the answer to your first question is yes. What happens is when you get the gluten stuff going on in your intestines, there's a lot of inflammation. And, of course, you lose the villi in the intestines, and the scar tissue begins to squeeze blood vessels. And so the returning blood, your heart can pump the blood down into your feet, but to get the return to come back up in your body is very difficult because everything is plugged going up. And so that's why you tend to get swelling in your feet and legs when you have gluten issues, okay? And so that's quite common. And, of course, doctors will give you diuretics and water pills and things like that, and they never tell you to get off of gluten. So gluten is very dangerous. There's 600 different diseases you can get secondary to eating gluten, okay? And, of course, when people get 6, 8, 10, 12, 20 different pre-existing conditions, you're really susceptible to serious events from COVID. And how much did you weigh?
Well, let me go back to him. Go ahead.
Just under 200.
And how tall are you?
Just under 200 at 5'10".
At 5'10", I'd like to see weigh 175, 180 kind of thing. So you might be, 15, 20 pounds overweight. And do you have any high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, sir. But on these plant-based minerals, you recommend I get the healthy brain and heart pack instead of just the minerals, right?
Well, the minerals are in there. Okay, the minerals are in there. They're in the dried form. And so when you reconstitute the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, you're reconstituting the minerals. We have the Cherry Mins, which is a cherry-flavored minerals. It has 78 minerals in it. And we have the Strawberry Kiwi Minerals, which have, again, this 78 minerals in it. And we have our Rebound, or sports drink, which has 100 nutrients, including 78 minerals in there. We put extra of the one thing, the deficiency, which causes that sudden heart death in these young athletes. And we did that 1,700
odd. Oh, yeah, that was sad, too.
That was, on one hand, a horrible thing to have to do, but we've saved millions of lives with the information. And it was, these young kids were dead anyway, and so we got information from them and got several awards for it, and the data's in the Smithsonian Institute as national treasure, very proud of that. And we've saved countless young athletes who would have died of that heart attack, a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart attack, it's called. And you get all these 12-year-old and 15-year-old and 23-year-old young athletes who die either during a practice or in a game, or they have a great game. There was one of them, he just, in overtime, won the game, and his buddy teammates were lifting him up, and he died of that heart attack. This was just his last year.
How horrible.
Yeah.
Ray, thanks for your call. And Tom tells me that Robert from New York is back, so let's give him a try. Robert, go ahead.
Thank you, George, and hello, Dr. Wallach. I just want to say a belated happy birthday to you on June 4th, and many more happy birthdays.
There you go.
I had the distinct pleasure of dining with you in Syracuse, New York, a number of years ago.
Okay.
And I ordered a fish dinner. You were so gracious to take myself and Dr. Daniels out to dinner, and I couldn't have the French fries. But you said you could exchange it for a glass of red wine, and I did.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, Dr. Daniels, of course, is one of the authors of our book, Black Gene Lies.
Yes, and I've known her for 35 years. Yes, mm-hmm. I know, absolutely. And she's in Panama now. And her mother is 86 and still going strong.
Cool.
And so, but I did want to ask you, I have an 82-year-old friend, wonderful man, took care of his mother till she was 99 with Alzheimer's and cancer, and his 101-year-old father, who was blind. Now, he's 82, and he's suffered, and he was always 6 foot, 250 pounds, lifted weights since he was a teenager, retired teacher. Now he is actually went from 250 down to about 112. He's lost major body mass. He has sarcopenia, muscle wasting disease, and cachexia. So what can we do to rebuild his body and save his life? I'm really very, very worried.
Kind of they lose weight and don't have an appetite, and that's kind of okay. Well, these are all nutritional deficiencies, and so he needs to get rid of the gluten. No wheat, bread, rye, and oats. Live like an Asian. You can be a 200-pound sumo wrestler eating vegetables and rice and sweet potatoes and that kind of thing, so he can gain weight back, giving up all the bad foods, right? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bread, rye, and oats. And 115 pounds, 120 pounds, I'd have him take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, get another bottle of Sleem so he can take six of those a day, take a half of those of everything else twice a day. I'd have him drink our Rebound or a sports drink with 100 nutrients in it twice a day. I do that. It's just remarkable. And he needs to get the de-stress capsules, take three of those twice a day. That'll be good for his brain and his heart. He also needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day, two bottles a month. That's to help support healthy blood pressure and blood flow through the blocked arteries in his heart and his liver and lungs and every place else. But also, I would have him eat 9 eggs a day with soft yolks.
9 eggs a day, Doc?
Yes, sir. Well, I eat 6.
That's like a carton almost.
Yeah, because there's 12 in a carton, yeah.
Whoa.
But if I want to eat 40 eggs, I eat 40 eggs sometimes, but they're quail eggs, they're the size of a grape. But chicken eggs, I'll eat nine a day, three times a day. But my common is three twice a day, so I eat 6 on the average, and on the weekends I'll have 9 kind of thing. That's in addition to the steak, and the smoked salmon and so forth.
Well, you're a living testimony that it works.
Oh yeah, it works. But it needs all these high quality foods. And of course, you can gain weight using our shake. Make the shake out of the heavy cream instead of water. Also, in the shake, you can actually put another ounce of the plant minerals, as you say. And we have several different types of powdered proteins we could throw in there. But don't forget the eggs. That'll help him gain the weight, and it'll be strong muscle weight.
Do you like almond milk, Doc?
It depends. If I make it, yes. I get the almonds, I get the nuts, and I grind them up myself.
Put a little water in there with it?
I put our plant minerals in there is what I do instead of just water. Or if you want to use just water, use our Icelandic water. People in Iceland, they live 6 to 10 years longer than Americans because they're getting all the minerals from the glaciers. It's the land of fire and ice.
Yeah.
They have all the glaciers. So
interesting.
We have a lock. And we sell their water, okay? And I put my powders and everything in the Icelandic water. And so we're very excited about that.
You'll probably end up marketing Martian water one day.
If we can get there and get it back, we'll do it.
You'll do it. Let's go to Pat in Gilbert, Arizona. Hi, Pat. Thanks for holding.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I love you, good doctor, and you as well, George.
Well, thank you, Pat.
I've been with you guys for a couple of years. Now, I got a couple questions. I'm 63. I probably build like the doctor, 145 pounds. I surf a lot still, and I get some problems with my shoulders, like inflammation. And I've had tinnitus almost my entire life. And I know I listen to very loud music at concerts as a kid, but by get the ringing in the ears. The last question would be oils. I know not to cook with them, but a good virgin olive oil, not even a little bit on a salad.
No, you don't want to use lemon juice. You want to use lime juice. You can use gluten-free yogurt if you want a creamy dressing. Do not use any oils. Absolutely no extra, extra, extra virgin oil. Okay? Don't.
What about the tinnitus, Doc?
Okay. Well, tinnitus is a squeezing of the auditory branch of the 8th cranial nerve. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. It's caused by osteoporosis of the skull. We actually have a book out. It's my newest book. It's called It's All in Your Head. There's 25 different diseases you can get, and tinnitus is one of them. Also, you can get kind of a gradual loss of vision. There's no cataracts, no pressure in the eye, none of that, no macular degeneration, no glaucoma. But you're losing vision. You have to keep changing your prescription. That's ONA, optic nerve atrophy, because the skull is squeezing the second cranial nerve, which is the optic nerve. And you get vertigo. Do you ever get any vertigo or dizziness?
No.
Do you ever get hiccups?
But I've had the tinnitus since probably my 20s.
Wow.
Yeah, well, kids are born with osteoporosis of the skull because the mother can't get enough nutrients because she's got eaten gluten and can't absorb it even if she's supplementing. And so the babies are born with osteoporosis. Doctors think it's only in, you know, older people. No, babies are born with it. And so you had osteoporosis of the skull squeezing that auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And it also causes the Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia. Also, numbness and tingling in the hands. It's almost like sciatica of the shoulder girdle, where you get pain in your neck and your shoulders and your arms and tingling and numbness in your hands. And doctors, oh, you have carpal tunnel syndrome, and they'll do surgery on you. Of course, the symptoms go away, but your skull is still squeezing your spinal cord because the spinal cord is made in the brain, comes out of the back of the skull. Most people think your spinal cord is in the back. Well, it is, but it's made in the brain and comes down the neck and the upper back and the lower back down to the tailbone. But all these things are totally reversible. Even if you've had it all your life, it's reversible. You want to get a hold of that book. It's all in your head. It's on. You can get it as an audio book, too. You know, go on Kindle and get it as an audio book. But you want to get – what do you weigh? 145.
Yeah, he's like you, Doc. He's
low. Yeah, I weigh 142. Yeah, you're a heavyweight, okay, 145. And so, yeah, you want to take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month, get another bottle of Sleem, so you can take six of those a day, get the MSM, take one bottle a month, and so you can take six of those a day, of two with each meal or three twice a day, which is what I do. I take three times a day, actually. And then also, you want vitamin D3, take three of those. Even if you live in a sunny place, most people don't get naked and lay out in the sun for 4 hours. They put on sunblocker because there's doctors frighten them by telling them you get skin cancer. They put on sunblocker before they go out in the sun. So you got to take the vitamin D3.
That helps.
Yeah, and you can regrow the skull even at your age. And all these, you know, problems, and again, I've seen people, they're alive and they have all 25 of these diseases. And in anywhere from 60 to 90 days, they all go away, and they've had these problems for 25, 30 years, including atrial fibrillation, which is what killed Elijah Cummings. He was a congressman from Baltimore, Maryland. He had osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve. The vagus nerve causes irregular heartbeat. And the doctors talked him into ablation, where they put a hot soldering iron on his heart muscle to try and kill the part of the heart muscle.
They ended up killing him.
They killed him, yeah. They murdered him, okay? And that's why we titled this new DVD, Is Your Doctor Killing You? And this was in Johns Hopkins, okay? They killed Elijah Cummings. They killed him, okay? If he had done my program, he'd still be alive today.
Let's go to Tom for our final text and tweet. Tommy, go ahead.
This one from Hamilton in Orlando, Florida. Will drinking a glass of water after eating something bad, will it dilute the sugar intake?
One more time, Tom. What is that?
The question is, will drinking a glass of water after eating something bad dilute the sugar intake? In other words, if you eat a candy bar or something and you drink a glass of water, will that help, you know, thin the sugar?
Probably get it into your system quicker.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet on that. Really, what you want is all 90 essential nutrients, okay, because it's the vitamins that run the sugar through the machinery and burn it up or store it, okay, one or the other. You don't want the sugar circulating around, especially if you're nutritionally deficient. And so people who crave sugar are minerally deficient. That's called pica. They crave sugar, P-I-C-A. You can look it up in any dictionary. And that's why grandma used to eat dirt, and little kids eat, you know, one shovel full of sand for the bucket and one shovel full of sand for their mouth. People eat ashes from the wood stove in the fireplace because they're driven by their body to look for those minerals, and so they're trying to find it someplace. But then, right after the First World War, they came out with all these snack foods, pretzels and potato chips and marshmallows and things like that. And so now when people get pica, they eat all these snack foods, and that's why they become obese, because their body's telling them to eat more, eat more, eat more. And you say, I don't know why I'm hungry. I just had a 5,000-calorie dinner, and I'm still wanting to eat more. Well, that's because they're minerally deficient, and their body's saying eat more because the body's looking for the minerals.
Doc, we've only got a minute left, and I want to get your website out and invite everybody to participate in your Friday morning Zoom meetings.
Please.
You do that every Friday, I guess, right?
Yes, sir. Every Friday from 8 to 10.
AskDocLive.com. You can also get to it through CriticalHealthNews.com as well. As far as CriticalHealthNews.com, download the free app associated with that website and the toll-free number to call for operator assistance because they're taking notes on everything. They must have a booklet of stuff from tonight, Doc. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, you take care of yourself, and you will take emails through the CriticalHealthNews.com website,
absolutely,
too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely do. Absolutely. And I can't thank yourself and Big Tom enough, and look forward to doing these online events with you guys. Just let us know when and how, and it'll be done.
Okay, my friend. Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about the samurai. Now, the samurai, they were ancient Japanese warriors. But what we're going to talk about is how part of what they learned can help you succeed in your life today. So we'll be back in a moment as we go live to the United Kingdom.